This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ricky from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Friday, the 25th of March. Coming up to 1 million people have fled violence in the Ivory Coast. India faced Pakistan in the Cricket World Cup, and President Obama gets locked out of the White House. First, for the last couple of weeks, all eyes have been on Japan and Libya. But at the same time, a massive crisis has been unfolding in the Ivory Coast. Nearly 1 million people have been forced to flee the country's main city. A kids' charity says hundreds of thousands of them are children. They're scared of the fighting that's been going on between supporters of President Gbagbo and his rival Alassane Ouattara. And for kids like 12-year-old Arthur, it isn't even safe to go to school.
I don't want to stay home and not go to school. I want to go back to school because it allows us to make progress.
The violence kicked off after President Gbagbo refused to quit, even though it's widely agreed that he lost the election. The United Nations says 462 people have been killed in the fighting. Next, Yemen and Syria are the latest Middle Eastern countries making the news because of big anti-government protests. In Syria, it's led to a lot of violence, with some protesters being killed, but it's not clear how many. So what's it like being a kid in the middle of all this fighting? Well, as part of the big BBC project called School Reports, kids from England have been chatting to pupils in Tunisia about what the recent revolution there was like for them.
So can you describe what it was like being at home when the revolution was happening outside?
It's all very scary. Policemen fired guns, and the pupils are very afraid. They just want democracy, but it was very horrible.
I was afraid. I said that I will die, and it's the end of my life.
Cricket news now, and after beating Australia by 5 wickets, India is facing a semi-final match against Pakistan. India's captain says the most important thing is to give the team a rest.
Well, the first 2-3 days, what you want to do is not think about cricket, you know, take some time off, because, you know, switching off from cricket is as important as going to the nets and practicing for the next 2-3 days.
Yeah, have a cup of tea and have a rest. Okay, if you've ever been locked out of your house, and you're in good company, the President of the United States, Barack Obama, has been filmed seemingly struggling to get into the Oval Office. It seems staff at the White House weren't expecting him, but luckily he managed to get in through one of the many other doors. And finally, we have the answer to yesterday's question. We asked you how many species of stingray there are, and the answer is... around 200. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. Have a great weekend.